Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. Perhaps picking up the kids from school on the way home from work. Happy first day of school to our students in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties today. Hope your school year got off to an amazing start. And how about this? Just one more school day, and it's already the weekend.
Woo-hoo.
So, gotta love that. Of course, we love the fact that it's closer to the weekend. High school football starting up next week. We've got the preseason games next week, and then the regular season starting 2 weeks from now. So a lot to look forward to there as well. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. We start, as always, with our top three stories. The news not great in Hawaii. The death toll on the island of Maui is growing as wildfires continue sweeping across the island. At least 36 people dead, hundreds of families displaced as the fires continue to grow, which are being fueled with strong winds linked to Hurricane Dora.
And I've directed that we surge support to these brave firefighters and first responders and emergency personnel working around the clock there, risking their lives.
And President Biden today declaring a major disaster declaration that'll free up federal money for the state. The Coast Guard and Navy's Third Fleet also on hand there to help as well.
Also, the U.S. is striking a deal with Iran to release five Americans imprisoned in the country.
The Swiss representative did have an opportunity to meet with all of them once they got out of the prison, see them physically, talk to them, and that's how we know that they're out and that they're generally okay.
That's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. He says that the Americans' detainees are eventually going to be able to leave Iran in exchange for several jailed Iranians and access to about $6 billion in Iranian assets blocked under U.S. sanctions. And the first step in the agreement involves Iran releasing the Iranian Americans' dual citizens into house arrest.
And a third top story today involving really local news, state news, national news. The Atlantic hurricane season forecast. Last week we had the update from Colorado State University. Today, NOAA putting out their updated outlook, calling for an above normal hurricane season.
We are now predicting the likely ranges of tropical storm and hurricane activity to be 14 to 21 named storms, of which 6 to 11 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 5 of those could become major hurricanes.
Forecaster Matthew Rosenkranz explains the reason why for the uptick.
The main climate factors expected to influence the 2023 Atlantic hurricane activity are the ongoing El Nino and the record warm Atlantic sea surface temperatures.
So he says the El Nino effect is actually delayed this year, so it will allow the record warm water in the Atlantic basin to be allowed to fuel the storms. Of course, we've already had six named storms in the Atlantic hurricane season so far this year. That's a look at our top three stories. Before we go on to local news, we'll get an update on the roads and weather. Gracie?
Well, I-10 I-110 not showing any major delays, but we still have some slowdowns on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. That's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slowdowns. About halfway through the Nature Preserve is where they're going to start slowing down, and then it will clear up by the time you get to around Oriole Beach Elementary School. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from WEAR.
We have another heat advisory for Friday that goes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Heat index values on Friday could once again get up to 112 at the absolute highest. Air temperature highs will also be in the mid to upper 90s, and a few inland spots could even get close to 100 degrees outright. This type of weather, this hot weather, will continue into Saturday and Sunday too. Difference maybe for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is that rain chances could begin to pop up across the area. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News. Stay cool.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index still at 103. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. And you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some local headlines here, Pensacola police say a man was arrested following a months-long investigation that started when somebody died of fentanyl intoxication in January. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says 38-year-old Quante Sanders was the alleged dealer and is now charged with trafficking and homicide.
There were some narcotics that had fentanyl in it, that had too much fentanyl in it, that resulted in the death of an individual, and that's why he was subsequently charged with homicide in the matter.
So in June, Sanders was arrested after allegedly delivering fentanyl, meth, and mushrooms to undercover agents. Yesterday, he was arrested again on the homicide warrant by PPD and U.S. Marshal Task Force officers. You may have caught it in the Channel 3 update there just a few minutes ago. There was some question and confusion about whether the school media centers were closed in Escambia County, mainly due to the compliance issue with the parental rights in education law. We talked to Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard today.
They do not have a full selection of cleared books in relation to House Bill 1069. But our media specialists are going through all of the books. Of course, it's one title by one title by one title to make sure they're in compliance with law. And then as they complete a section of books, that section is then available for selection or checkout.
So Leonard says the school media centers are open, just not all books are accessible right now. He says the process may take a while, but they anticipate having a much better selection of books available by the end of next month. Pretty bizarre case in Atmore, where a man was severely beaten by an angry mob after hitting and killing a woman with his car there, and now he has died. Here's our David Wayne with details.
45-year-old Kenneth Harrison has died at a local hospital. He was airlifted after that crash in Atmore last weekend. It happened near the Tavern of Atmore on Highway 31. 24-year-old Hannah Martin was killed when Harrison hit her as she was crossing the road. A group of people from the tavern reportedly pulled Harrison from his vehicle after the crash and beat him. He had to be airlifted to the hospital that night. Atmore police now investigating that homicide. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
And discussions are continuing among the Escambia County Board of Commissioners and county leaders there on the OLF 8 project. Of course, last week the main conversation had been around the purchase offer from D.R. Horton, who submitted an offer for $24.1 million for about 300 acres of the property. And now a Tampa-based developer has submitted an offer as well.
We have a conference call in the morning, tomorrow morning, with D.R. Horton and their attorneys, myself, Allison, and them, and we'll go through it, and we'll see what they have to say. It's one of these things we'll just have to see how we move going forward.
So that's County Administrator Wes Marino. The $40 million offer came from Tampa-based Eisenhower Property Group, but that is for the entirety of the OLF 8 property site. Of course, the commissioner said they want to hold back 250 acres to make sure that it can be used for job creation. So this offer, not likely to get very far. Marino says that he has advised that group that they should go back and watch some of the prior meetings to learn more about the project and what the commissioners are looking for more specifically. Finally, in Santa Rosa County, there is a new traffic signal coming to Wallace Lake Road and Chemukla Highway. It is delayed for a few more days due to utility issues. So as a result, the sheriff's office will be providing traffic control during arrival and dismissal at the new Wallace Lake K-8 school for the next few days until installation is complete. So motorists are advised to use caution and expect delays in that area there. It's 5:20. We'll take a break. We've got our state headlines coming up. It's a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a chance to talk to Jonathan Owens, formerly a candidate against Commissioner Jeff Bergosh in District 1 and the aide for Doug Underhill. All of the text messages that were on Jeff Bergosh's personal cell phone in which he was doing county business somehow got leaked to Jonathan, and then they wound up involved in the lawsuit that Ramey Edler, the former medical director, is bringing against Escambia County. The FBI is actually involved in this whole case. You can find that podcast at newsradio923.com.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
On News Radio 92.3, it is Gracie and Joe back together. Joe is back from having a lost voice.
I would say lost voice was is accurate.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to come to work when a radio job
That's
when
right.
you don't have a voice. But he is back today feeling better, and we're having a great Thursday getting ready to finish off this work week, the school week, and get one day closer to the weekend. Yeah. We're going to get to some state and national headlines. But first, just a quick look at the roads. I-10s and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic if you're heading in the westbound direction from Gulf Breeze to Tiger Point, but it's looking much better. But if you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're still going to see high temperatures all throughout this week and into the weekend. Tomorrow, expect another heat advisory and a high of 96. Low for tonight is 83. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola 93 in Pensacola 94 in Milton 92 in Gulf Breeze and heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, text line always open 850-437-1620. Taking a look at some state headlines today, the arraignment for one of former President Trump's co-defendants in the classified documents case is being delayed. Mar-a-Lago property manager Carlos de Oliveira once again had to delay his arraignment in a Fort Pierce court today after he was unable to secure a lawyer in time for Thursday's hearing.
Community leaders and residents are hoping to make their voices heard about what they call attacks against our democracy. A rally is planned tonight in Orlando City Hall to protest the suspension of the Orange and Osceola State Attorney Monique Worrell. Governor Ron DeSantis suspended her yesterday, saying that she was not faithfully prosecuting crimes in her jurisdiction.
We are informative, local, and dependable on this program, and at times I would like to think that we are educational as well. This story would certainly qualify, along with perhaps wacky and weird as well. There are too many peacocks in Pinecrest, Florida, and they're damaging property in addition to being loud. A texter last hour told us that peacocks can severely damage cars because, especially during mating season, they attack the reflections in their car's paint, and they are stupid creatures. So with that in mind, Pinecrest has hired a veterinarian to perform peacock vasectomies. Dr. Don Harris says the snipping procedure is quite simple and only takes about 3 minutes.
And then the advantage of this is we're leaving the testicles. So the bird retains its dominance and he keeps his girlfriends, but they all will lay infertile eggs. And a male peacock can have anywhere from 6 to 10 or 12 females in his harem.
So 6 to 12 females in his little posse there. That sounds like a good situation, I guess, if you're a male peacock out there. But I'm not sure about the vasectomy procedure. It only takes 3 minutes, though. On the one hand, I would love to know how that works on a peacock. On the other hand, it's like, okay, I'm all right.
Yeah, it's kind interesting. It's kind of funny. I mean, this, I guess, does sound like a good solution to the problem.
Yeah.
You would think, like, move them to a peacock sanctuary or a zoo or relocate. Just like, oh, no, let's just snippity-snap that peacock up.
But snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to get one more quick state headline here. A weekly unemployment report shows the drop in the first-time claims in Florida. So according to the U.S. Department of Labor, the number of initial claims for the week of ending in August 5th was about 6,000 in the Sunshine State. That dropped from the previous week, which was about 6,600.
Also, schools across Florida can teach AP psychology after all. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz told superintendents yesterday the course can be taught as is. The College Board, of course, announced last week that it wouldn't offer the course because it would have to undergo changes to comply with state law about gender identity and sexual orientation. Diaz, though, says the course can be taught consistent with state law. Schools can still choose other college credit providers, though, like AICE and IB, too.
Also tonight in Miami Gardens, there's a town hall meeting on African-American history standards. So Frederick Ingram with the American Federation of Teachers is amongst the several White House representatives attending. One notable absence will be the Florida Education Commissioner, that's Manny Diaz. He opted to visiting schools around the state for the first day of classes.
Yep, so he won't be there this evening. Of course, the big story here locally, statewide, the NOAA updating their hurricane forecast now to an above normal hurricane season. 14 to 21 named storms, between 6 to 11 hurricanes, 2 to 5 Cat 3 or higher. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm Matt Napolitano. President Biden approving federal disaster declaration for Hawaii as wildfires continue to devastate the island of Maui.
This includes liaison support to the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, support to local law enforcement.
Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder announcing deployment of the National Guard. At least 36 people are dead as a result of those Maui wildfires. Earlier today, President Biden speaking from a VA health facility in Salt Lake City, Utah, marking the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding health care access for veterans.
We only have one truly sacred obligation, and that's to equip those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home.
The president wrapping up his three-state trip out west with a fundraiser in Utah this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Thanks in part to low supply, rents in Manhattan hit a new high last month. A report from Miller Samuel and Douglas Elliman says the average monthly rent was just under $5,600 in July, up 9% from a year earlier, while the median rent, $4,400, also was a record high. And the report notes that August could bring yet another record, as that's typically the peak rental month as families look to move before the start of the school year. With the strikes by actors and writers continuing, the folks behind the 75th Emmy Awards today made the expected announcement. The September awards ceremony has been postponed, the new date being January 15th, 2024, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Television Academy and Fox made it official today. Meanwhile, the TV and movie studios still seem far apart in contract negotiations with the two guilds, and there are no new talks scheduled currently. Stocks eked out a narrow gain today. The S&P 500 edged up 1 point. The Dow Industrials rebounded 52. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Johnny Manziel Netflix documentary was fascinating. The 2012 Heisman Trophy winner was one of the more electric teen, but in reality, he was a part-time football player, and his main gig was being a frat star. Watching the doc made you wonder, if Johnny Football never became addicted to partying, would he have taken the NFL by storm and still be playing today? I'd say so. I'm Zach Gelb.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
First day of school for lots of kids here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So whether you were just doing drop off and pick up or just being, you know, supportive grandma or grandpa today, I hope you had a great Thursday and getting one day closer to the weekend. Always feel free to call or text in 850-437-1620 with your thoughts, opinions, questions. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. That's I-10 and I-110 running smoothly throughout our area, as well as Three Mile Bridge, Garson Point Bridge, not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have extreme high temperatures coming up tomorrow and even into the weekend. But tomorrow, we are going to have another heat advisory in place. High of 96 for tomorrow. Heat advisory still in place till 7 p.m. tonight. And we do have a low of 83 this evening. It's 93 right now in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 103. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by New South Windows. So brought to you by New South Window Solutions. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, Gracie, thank you very much. Looking at some national headlines today, a pretty sad, tragic story, bizarre one in the country of Ecuador. A presidential candidate assassinated just 10 days before the election. This is Fernando Villavicencio, who was leaving a campaign rally in the capital city of Quito when he was fatally shot. The attack also injured 9 people, including a candidate for the National Assembly and 2 police officers as well.
Also coming out of Texas, there are more legal troubles embattled for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He is now reportedly facing federal charges alleged that he continued to use his power in office to help a political donor. The Austin American Statesman reports the federal prosecutors are making their case before a grand jury in San Antonio. And this is separate from Paxton's impeachment trial in the Texas Senate, which starts next month.
Tragic story in Atlanta, where a Metro hospital is being sued over the decapitation of a baby during birth. The attorney for 20-year-old Jessica Ross claims that her child was decapitated while she was giving birth at Southern Regional Medical Center. The doctor allegedly pulled on the baby's body for hours during the labor process. The suit also claims the hospital said they didn't have a right to a free autopsy.
And China has been replaced by Mexico and Canada as the top provider of goods to the U.S. The U.S. imported about $203 billion in goods from China in the first 6 months of this year, the 25% less than the same period a year ago. That's according to Commerce Department.
Also, the Justice Department proposing a January start date for the trial of former President Trump's election interference case. In a court brief filed today, special counsel Jack Smith proposed the trial begin on January 2nd. Prosecutors estimate the trial will take 4 to 6 weeks.
Also, former President Donald Trump says he's not going to sign the loyalty pledge that the Republican National Committee requires for candidates to take part in the first primary debate. That's going to be on August 23rd in Milwaukee. So the RNC told candidates that they must sign the pledge that states that they support the eventual 2024 nominee to take place in the debate. And Trump said during a Newsmax interview that he's not going to sign it due to people being on the pledge that he wouldn't endorse.
Pretty interesting one there. Of course, Trump has at least hinted several times over the past few months that he wouldn't be participating. He didn't want to participate, didn't see any reason to, mainly because he's so far ahead in the polls, and there's just no point for him in doing so. So we'll see if he sticks to that. Again, that first debate, August 23rd in Milwaukee. Taking a look at our sports headlines today, fairly light Major League Baseball schedule today. I believe a total of 9 or so games, half of which have already happened. The Pirates beat the Braves today 7-5. The Orioles over the Astros 5-4. The Tigers beat the Twins 3-0, and the Guardians rather beat the Blue Jays 4-3. 5:40 start time. Excuse me, just getting underway. The Rays and the Cardinals.
Also in health, business, and science news, or actually in the NFL, two NFL preseason games are on the schedule for tonight. The Houston Texans visited the Patriots in Foxborough, followed by the Vikings and the Seahawks squaring off in Seattle. So 6 more preseason games are on tap for Friday, and then 6 more coming up on Saturday. Also in NFL news, the NFL says it's not capable, or their non-cable subscribers are going to be able to access the popular NFL Red Zone channel through NFL Plus Premium subscription, and it's going to be available through the NFL app, which costs about $15 per month. So get ready for the NFL season because we're about to be in full swing. Also in some other sports news, a new book is coming out that alleges that Phil Mickelson bet more than $1 billion on football, basketball, and baseball over the last 30 years, and even tried to place a $400,000 bet on Team USA in the 2012 Ryder Cup, and he also participated in. So the these allegations are made by the renowned professional gambler Billy Walters in The Gambler's Secrets of Life. The Secrets from a Life of Risk. He estimates that Mickelson endured losses of about $100 million.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What did you do in sports headlines? Gracie coming to a Sports Center anchor desk.
Oh, yeah.
Near you.
I'm so sporty.
Yeah. So this is interesting because, I mean, it begs the question if Phil decided to join the LIV Tour out of necessity because of the gambling debts that he had.
Yeah.
And obviously he's getting paid a lot more in LIV than he would be in the PGA Tour. But I mean, his career earnings are about $1 billion when you count for all the money that he's won, not only on tour, but also the endorsements as well. So maybe he was able to pay the gambling debts off, or maybe he had to take the LIV money to do that. But you're spending $1 billion on bets over a 30-year period. I would say that is an illness.
Yeah.
When it comes to a gambling addiction there. Health, business, and science notes today. Older Americans' medical debt has soared to $54 billion in unpaid bills. Nearly 4 million older Americans reported unpaid medical bills, even though 98% of them had insurance.
Also, COVID-19 hospitalization admissions were up about 12% from last month, and emergency room visits by 17%. So the CDC says that COVID deaths are the lowest that they've been since the government started keeping track. But still, it is between 300 and 400 Americans dying each week. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together just shy of 5:45. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola, Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. If you do see anything on the road slowing you down, just give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get a real quick update. Joseph Neubauer from WEAR is going to give us the rundown.
We have a warm night ahead. Low temperatures only into the low to mid 80s in some spots. Not a lot of cooling off, so it's another hot day on Friday. By the way, Friday features another heat advisory from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Heat index values could go as high as 112 on Friday. High temperatures, mid to upper 90s. Through the weekend, we're also going to keep the heat around in the mid to upper 90s too. Rain chances begin to sneak into the forecast as well at about 30 to 40% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 95 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 103. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So we are finally now beyond the legal battle between Taco Bell and Taco John's. And so now that other businesses are able to use the phrase Taco Tuesday, Taco Bell is taking full advantage, giving guests free tacos every Tuesday for the next month. Guests can receive one free Doritos Locos Taco every Tuesday, starting next Tuesday, the 15th, all the way through September 5th. This, of course, comes after the Taco John's restaurant chain dropped the trademark. Taco Bell released a statement saying Taco Tuesday belongs to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos.
So get there early, though, because I bet that Taco Bell line might be busy, at least though on the first Tuesday. Inflation reports from the Labor Department shows that there's a modest gain. So the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning says the consumer price index nudged only 0.2% in July, which could mean that inflation is moderating, but inflation picked up 3.2% over the last 12 months, with shelter and rent accounting for most of its increase.
All right, important update for Apple iPhone users.
Oh, yeah.
Apple will be updating its operating system on iPhones again. Of course, we're now probably about a month and a half away from the annual fall Apple event where they release the new iPhones. But the red end call button is in a different spot now. So out of habit, if you click where the end call button used to be, you'll actually hit the FaceTime button now. So instead of yelling, screw you, and hanging up, you could accidentally launch a video call with them.
That's not going to be good. I feel like even sometimes I'll like just, you know, press end call and not even look at it. And if you're on the phone with someone that you just, you don't FaceTime, there's certain people you just don't FaceTime.
Yeah.
It's not going to go well, but hopefully we'll all get used to it.
Hopefully you're not in a compromising spot or situation too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Also in health, business, and science notes, mortgage rates are up a third week in a row, just under 7%. So the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.96% this week. That's according to data from Freddie Mac. And compared to a year ago, that's just over 5.2%.
Pop culture notes today. So I believe that last night, or maybe it's tonight, is Taylor's last part of the U.S. tour, part one.
Yes, I think maybe last night was the last night because I think she did six nights in L.A. And, you know, for the big shows, she always does an announcement. So the first five shows in L.A., some people were like, she has to announce something.
Yeah.
So and then the last night she announced.
So this is what this was. Yes. So. Yes. This is about the album 1989 that was first released in 2014. She revealed that the next one of her re-recorded albums is coming out. This one will drop on October 27th. While we're on the subject of Taylor Swift here in the time we have left here with this segment, so I, as we talked about last week, I did put in Ticketmaster, the signed up for the whatever it was, the lottery, whatever. And I received the email from Ticketmaster that said, you're on the wait list. Oof. Translation, sucks to suck.
Yeah.
So I went and just checked out of curiosity because I was not sure when the tickets were actually going on sale for next year in New Orleans. So I went to SeatGeek, and the cheapest ticket on that Saturday next October is like $1,200. But then it says that the tickets don't actually go on sale until tomorrow. So I don't know how this is, if people who have like pre-sale codes are just putting them on there, but I don't know how you can make a listing unless you have confirmed tickets. So I don't know what that's about, but maybe if you were one of the lucky ones who got a code or actually somehow has tickets, because I'm not aware if there was like a pre-sale before a general sale. It was just on the 11th. People who had the code would be able to then, you know, go on and purchase tickets and just pray to God that they were one of the 70,000 that, you know, has a ticket that night.
I'm not sure either. I do know like scamming, like fake tickets have been a thing where people go to the concert, think they have actual tickets, and they're not. So maybe that, or maybe so there was a pre-sale for Capital One. I don't know.
Who knows?
You know, but
yeah, I'm a little disappointed that, the tickets are going to cost what they're going to cost, but I was a little disappointed to see that before the tickets were out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like it's going to change much on the prices there. 5:51, we'll take a quick break. We've got wacky and weird headlines followed by some good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrole.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
5:55 on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories. And then, of course, we'll end on some good news. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 9 Mile Road. The 9 Mile Road, University Parkway, Davis Highway, all looking good throughout Pensacola, and in Pace and Milton, Highway 90 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're looking pretty good. We do still have high temperatures. Tomorrow, a heat advisory is expected, and tonight we do have a low of 83. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So this story sent shivers and quivers and chills and spills and everything else in Gracie's entire body. Mine,
yeah,
too.
I don't like this one.
The worst random thing that has ever happened to anyone in the history of the world that didn't involve death. That's exactly what happened last month, when a Texas woman named Peggy Jones was doing yard work when all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, a snake fell onto her arm, her right arm, and wrapped around it. She says she immediately screamed and started swinging her arm, but the snake just wrapped itself even tighter, hissed, then lunged at her face, striking her glasses several times. But that's not all. Descending from the sky, a hawk barreled down and joined the fray, trying to wrench the snake from her arm. Its powerful talons slashed her forearms at least three times as it snatched, scratched, jabbed her arm, trying to get the snake away. Now, on the fourth try, it successfully uncoiled the snake and flew away. Jones says the entire episode took about 20 seconds. Her husband said that he actually was inside the home at the time and looked outside, and she was just flailing around, and there's a hawk trying to get the snake. The snake's attacking her face, and eventually the hawk wanted all the smoke, wanted his lunch that he had dropped onto an unsuspecting Texas woman, and made off with his lunch for the day. But she said she was absolutely hysterical going to the to the hospital to get checked out. She said she was awake all night making sure that, you know, because she was bandaged up or whatever, but there were still open wounds. So she was up all night because she wanted to be sure that there was no sort of venom or poisoning or anything like that. So what an absolutely bizarre, I would say historical, one of historic proportions, given the odds of this happening to an individual. But I cannot think of anything worse in this life that doesn't involve death that I would rather not go through than that.
To have to mow your lawn in Texas on a hot summer day, you're already doing that, and then a snake comes down onto your arm. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I freak out if a frog steps on my foot or comes on my foot. Ugh, hate that story. Well, we'll be back in just a bit. We're going to get a quick update from WEAR. We'll get a full rundown of what's going on in the news, and then, of course, finish off with some softer stories. It's Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back.